Okay, today is Daf Mem Dalad. I'm not even sure where we're up to. Where are we up to even? What? Top of Daf, top of Mem Dalad, Amud Aleph? We're going to go back to Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to go back to the third line where it says Tana Rabbanon.
Back to the future.
Back to the future, right. Third line on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanon. Machalo Bayis, Machalo Sadeh, Ein Meir Lo Aleha. That means if I, we'll talk about me, I'm the seller. I sell a house to Mati. Then somebody comes along, Simcha comes along and says, really my house or field. I cannot testify along with another aide, no, it's really Mati's house. I can't do that. Why? Why not? What?
Because you're in the chain.
Because I'm a Negev Adover. How am I a Negev Adover? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah, the Braisa, why can't I do this? Bibnei shachriyasa olav, because I have achrayas on it. What does that mean? What does that mean, achrayas? What we're going to say, so hold off for a minute what that means, whatever that means, right? So the Rashbam just says, the only Rashbam we're going to read on this page. Bibnei shachriyasa, it's a few lines down where the lines are the mid-sized lines. He says, shall bias olav democher. There's achrayas on me, the seller. Why? Shim yitrufa min alokeach. If somebody takes away the house from Mati, legitimately, yachzer ala mocher. He's going to come back to me and say, I paid $1 million for the house. You owed somebody $1 million. I give you back $1 million. Right? So therefore, hilkach nichale le mocher. I want shetamid biyad lokeach. I want Mati to keep that house. So of course I'm going to testify that it's his. V'lo yitztarech lefro klum. I don't want to have to pay him back. That's what we think right now. That's what we think right now it means. Says the Gemara, machalo para, machalo talis. But if I sold you a cow or I sold you a talis, meilo aleha, I can testify. I sell about the talis. Somebody comes along, Simcha comes along and says, my talis. I can testify. No, it's really Mati's talis. It's really mine. Gesund. But I'm never going to get that talis back. I'm never going to have to pay again. So I have no skin in that game. What do I care? Therefore, I can testify. Yeah. Now, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between a land and a metaltalin? Why? Because theoretically, I can guarantee metaltalin also, and I cannot guarantee land. So it can't just be stam land and metaltalin. So I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes comes up with a whole new crazy answer, which Gemara is going to reject today. Reisha, the Reisha is like this. Ruvain shegazal sada mishimon. Ruvain stole land from Shimon. Umachwa lelevi. Sold it to Levi. Va'asa Yehuda v'kama arer. Yehuda comes along and says, it's really my land. Who is the one? Now, so lo lezel Shimon. Shimon can't go. Shimon can't go. La'as id le'le Levi. He can't testify on behalf of Levi. What happened? Again, Shimon is the victim. His land was stolen out from under him. It was sold to Levi. Then Yehuda comes along and says, it really belongs to me. So Shimon's going to go, no, it really belongs to Levi. He can't do that. Why would he want to do that? Why would he want to do that? We'll see in a minute why he'll want to do that. But he can't do that. Shimon can't go and testify that it really belongs to Levi. Because he'll hope to get it back from Levi. He's a victim. It was stolen out from under him. Ruvain is the thief. He's gone. Levi's sitting there. I call him to Levi. Knock on the door. I'm from the city of New York. You purchased the Brooklyn Bridge. But I'm sorry that you had no right to do that. It doesn't belong to you. It didn't belong to the guy who sold it to you. So you have to give it back. So Shimon's thinking, I'll go testify it belongs to Levi. And get Ruvain out of the picture. Get Yehuda out of the picture. Get Yehuda out of here. I have to beat Yehuda. Once Yehuda has it, how am I going to get it away from him? So I'll get another aide of mine, another buddy, to testify really belongs to Levi. I can't do that.
Well, why didn't you go to the original thief of Ruvain?
He sold it. But he's gone. He's gone. He's out of the picture. He's irrelevant.
But he started the whole process.
I understand, but he's irrelevant. He's irrelevant for Shimon getting the land back. He's a non-factor.
How does Shimon testify anyway that Levi bought it? Levi bought it from Reuven. He has that he's there. How would he possibly?
So the Gemara asks a similar question. So Gemara says, "V'kiven the instant the Levi who." But one second. But if I'm coming to say it belongs to Levi, then hechi mati mafik leminei. How could he come testify that it's really mine? I'm running to court. It's Levi's. Right? Fine. So the Bezer says, fine, we'll give it to Levi. By the way, it's mine. What kind of thing is that? So the Gemara says, you're right. Hechi mati mapik lebinei. How can we do that? How can you contradict yourself in the same day? So the Gemara says, no. Dama yadana dai ara lav di Yehudahu. I know it's not Yehuda's. That's what you say. I come to court and I say, it's definitely not Yehuda's. I can't say it's Levi's because then I can't say it's mine. It's for sure not this guy coming out of left field. For sure not.
What?
Ubahu, one second. We're going to reject this whole answer. Ubahu zechusa de kamapik lemi Levi. So the Gemara asks, so one second. Why can't Shimon fight with Yehuda? Why is he so busy fighting with Levi? Trying to make it in Levi's possession, arguing, then I'll get it back from Levi, because I'll show it's really mine. So same thing with Yehuda. Yehuda comes along and says, it's mine. You come along, no, it's mine. Levi's an innocent purchaser. So he explains to Levi, listen, you got ripped off by Reuven. Go chase him. But between me and Yehuda, we're fighting it out now. Why can't Shimon do that?
Maybe it's easier to go after.
That's the Gemara's answer.
One guy versus the other.
He's easy to fight with. Levi's a shlamazel. Him I can get the land out of. Yehuda's some guy with big muscles. I'm never going to go up against him. So what does he do? I'll. But the Gemara just said he has to say it's not Yehuda's. But that's okay. That's not such a big fight. I'll say it's not Yehuda's. We'll give it to Levi. Then I can go chase after Levi and get it back. Because Levi's a shlamazel. That's what's going on here. That you're not allowed to do. Right? That's one answer. Amar Hasheni no achli harishon kashay menu. That's one answer. V'bay seima, another answer. Kigon de islay sahadi lamar. Shimon has edim. Forget Shimon himself. Shimon has edim. V'islay sahadi lamar. And Yehuda has edim. Really belongs to him. So now the halacha is: what happens if you have two edim against two edim, and who owns land? There's nothing. We don't know what to do with that, right? So what do? We leave the land where it is. We leave the land where it is. Because there's no Adam taking it away. Because Adam say not like that. So you leave the land where it is. So, Amar Rabbanan, Ara, Hecha, Dekaima, Takum. Leave the land where it is. Where is it? Well, we don't want it to get to Yehuda. Once it gets to Yehuda, Shimon never going to get it back. Because Shimon has Adam, it's his, and Yehuda has Adam, it's his. So once Yehuda's in possession, Bezer won't make him get it out of it. So what's Shimon doing? He's coming to, before Yehuda can get it, give it to Levi. Levi has no Edom. Levi's a purchaser, an innocent purchaser that got swindled by Reuven. Right? Reuven sold Levi land that doesn't belong to anybody, that belongs to someone else. So I sell you his house. Right? So you're Nebuchadnezzar, an innocent purchaser. So once Yehuda gets it, Yehuda has Edom. Once Yehuda has Edom, Shimon has Edom, the Bezin will decide who's in possession, stays in possession. Can't take it away from him. Edom, offset each other. So Shimon's running to get that land into Levi's possession before Yehuda gets here. Right? Before Yehuda's around the corner, he's on his way. He'll come and he can't do that. Why? He's a Gebedover. That's what the Gemara said. That was all. Yesterday's daf. Okay? Now that we have, right now the Gemara, there's nowhere to stop. Now the Gemara continues. So, v'lukmei begazlan, why do you have to make the case so complicated and make a Levi in here? Why do you have to end it with Levi? How about this? Reuven stole land, and Yehuda says it's his, and Shimon says it's his. Why does it have to be sold to a third party and make it more complicated? What do you need that for? Same halacha, and by the way, the answer is, and Shimon can't testify because he's a what do you call it? He's a negambadover. Why do you need the Levi? So the Gemara said the reason we need the Levi is because there was a second case in the Brisa. The second case was where I sell Mati a talis, and someone comes along and says it's his talis. I'm allowed to testify. Why am I allowed to testify? Because I'm not vested. Because I'm never going to get it back. And I don't owe it. So since that was a case of a sale, that has to be a case of a sale, because otherwise there's no yeish. If it's in the same possession, there's no yeish. There's no shina rishos. So in the rishos, also it's sold to a third party. It doesn't have to be that way. In achara, it doesn't have to be that way. For consistency's sake, it's that way. Now the Gemara says it inside. For lukbe begazlin, why can't we just be a case of a gazlin? What if to make it more complicated and have a levy here? So the Gemara says, Bishum dekabay lemisti seifa, because you want to include the seifa. What did the seifa say? Machalo para machalo talis. If I sold mati a cow, and I sold mati a talis, the dafka machar, that has to be a sale. Why? The havela yeyush v'shini rishus. It's yeyush and shini rishus. In other words, what's the case now? The case is the exact same. Reuven stole my talis. Reuven stole Shimon's talis. Sold it to Levi. And a Yehuda's coming along. It's really my talis. Right? So can I testify that it's Levi's talis? The answer is yes. Or you know, some similar type of thing. The answer is yes. Why? Because avalo machar, but if it wasn't sold, the hadarale, avalo machar, the hadrale, but if it wasn't sold to a third party, lo, then I still can testify. Why can I still testify? Because there's no yeish. It's really still mine. Yeish to Khabib, there's no shina rishos. So what does that mean? I'm fighting against the gazlin? Of course I can testify. Of course I can't testify. I'm on a gabadover. Tani Resha, Nami, Machar. So to the Resha also said Machar. Right?
Here it says that he is on gabadover.
What?
It says Shimon may not testify because he is on gabadover.
Only if it wasn't sold to a third party. But once it's sold to a third party, you have Yeush and Shini Rishus. How am I going to get this back now? How am I going to get this back now? I have Yeush and it was sold to a third party. I'm never going to get this back. Now, a guy comes out of left field. No, it's really mine. That's not true. That I can testify about. Since that had to have a sale, it has to have a sale. Because there's no Shina Rishus without a sale. The Rashbam spends 10 lines going through what we learned in Baba Kama. So you have to have Shina Rishus and Yeyush. If you have one without the other, it's not considered Yeyush, right? So you have to have a sale. So to under Risha, the case of the land, you don't have to have it, but it's there. Because, of course, Rashbam says 10 lines explaining that. That there's no such thing as yeish by karka, so you don't need the shina rishus by karka. But since you therefore there's no you never give up hoping you're gonna get the land back. You never give up. There's no such thing as yeish and shina rishus by karka. Therefore, we don't need to have a sale. But the price threw it in to be consistent with the seifa. Okay, like I think that all the principles of this whole perek are in this daf. We're just doing it in a Avyomi speed. But it's all here. All the principles of ownership and Chazak, it's all in this daf. Yeah, what do you want to say?
So Shimon is testifying that he saw Reuven, the god of sell it to Levi.
Right.
What kind of aid is that? He knows, Shimon knows.
Because now Yehuda came along to say, no, it's really mine.
No, but Shimon knows it's not a sale because it's his. He was stolen.
How
does he testify that he saw a legitimate sale?
It's a fair question. It's a fair question. So that's what it is. It's Yehush and Shina Rishos. I can't keep it anyway. At least I'm not going to let this Yehuda come out of left field and be a bigger liar.
Can be Yehuda because if he wants to go after Yehuda,
so the Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a second. The Gemara is going to ask that question in 1 second. What kind of Yehuda is that? I'm not going to get the item back. I can still get the money back, right? Someone stole my land. I get the money back. Someone stole my talus. I get the money back. The Gemara is going to ask that right now.
But you get the land back.
What? That's why you can't testify. But the Brayis said that for a talis you can testify.
It's the same as
the Gemara is going to ask that question right now. So the Gemara says on the top line here, we're looking at a gazlin. Why can't it just be a regular case of a gazlin? Why do you have to have a sale? Mishum the kabar lemisni seifa machala par machala taris machala par machala talis. I'm sorry. The dafka machar tavela yeish v'shina rishus. You have yeish plus shina rishus. Ava lo machar da darale lo. But if it doesn't, but if it's not a sale, in which case you have a wish, a hope, I can get it back. There's no shina rishus yet. You can't testify because you're no gabadover. Tana resha nami machar. So the resha also said machar, even though you don't have to have it like that. So the Gemara says like this. Yossi's question. For seifa nami, in the seifa, nahi, it's true. Demiayesh mi gufe. You gave up. I'm never going to get that talis back. Because now a bona fide purchaser bought it. I quote unquote have yeish and shina rishus. However, me demail me miyayish. I'm not miyayish from getting the money back. There's a goslin here. Impropriety was done. I'm not going to lose the hope on that, right? The Rashbam says it's halfway through where the lines are wide. Me demail me miyayish bit me up. Does he give up on the goslin? Getting his money back from the goslin? The guy stole my talus, right? The goslin has to pay back for my talus, right? He wants the guy who bought it from Reuven, the thief, to get the talus back. It only strengthens his claim that it was a theft. She'ilu hayanogla Yehuda be'edim. If Yehuda would take it with edim, nimtze comes out. Shelo hayalo Yoshevan chelik b'hach par v'talis. He has no chelik in it anymore. V'lo hayagovim iruven klum. He can't testify. Hilgach nodea be'edus huva ma'imayin. Why can he testify? Right? You hear what's going on? So what does the Gemara give? A very cheap answer. The Gemara answers lo tzricha. You're right. The myth goslin. The goslin died. The goslin died. So if the goslin died, how am I ever getting it back? He died. Yarshim? Yarshim don't have to pay for the sins of their father. Especially, certainly if it's not here, right? Nitnan, hagozel. If someone steals something, umachal es banav, and he gives it, he lets his kids eat it, he steals a fruit platter, and the kids eat the fruit platter, v'iniach lefneim, or he puts it in front of them, petur min l'shalim. They don't have to pay.
It's not land.
They don't have to pay. Exactly. So we're not busy now with the land part. We're busy with the second case of the Pentalzalim. So what do you mean? What do you mean I could testify because I have no hope of getting it back? So I'm not in the Gabadover. I want the money back. The answer is the Goslin died. And we have a rule. The Goslin died. You can't go to the kids. But pay that your father stole from you. I didn't steal from you. Why should I pay?
The kids don't have to pay the debts of the father?
No.
How about the kids give the fruit platter for Shachmaras?
Yeah, right? So now the Gemara asks, the lokmei biyoresh, right? Why doesn't the yoresh have to pay? Right? So now the Rashbam says, there's a long one here, umakshinan, and we ask, Rav Sheshes, gezundheit, according to Rav Sheshes, the ukmei l'resha begazal umachar mishum seifa v'lukmei biyoresh. So if it's true, the gazal umachar mari Bidimis Goslin, the Goslin died. If that's the case, Imkin Ma Rohatana Lidchok Atzmo Veloshanos Shitaso BeGoslin Shemachar. I feel low machar. Even if the Goslin didn't sell it, right? HaGoslin Nami Ela Gazal Vemis. He stole it and died. VeKivon Demis Horish Labanov. Since he died, it belongs now to the Yarshim. Hayachal Limto Chiluk Ben Reisha LaSeifa. That's a better distinction between the Reisha and the Seifa. Kigod. Reuven Shigazal Sadami Shimon. Reuven stole a field from Shimon. Umis Goslin. And the Goslin died. V'yarshu Levi Bino. And Levi, the son, inherited it. Why do you have to have a case of selling it to Levi? How about Reuven stole it from Shimon? Shimon died. Levi inherited it. And a Yehuda comes and says, no, it's mine.
Reuven died.
Who did I say died? Reuven died. Levi's the Yoresh, and now Yehuda says, no, it's mine. Can Shimon testify, really, no, it's Levi's? No. Why not? Because he's in a Gebedover. That's the case of the Metaltalin. So why in the case, we change it now. It's not a case of selling it. It's a case of the guy died. Right? The question was, why can't Shimon get the money back from Reuven, the Goslin? The answer is because he died. Right? He died. So what happened? Reuven stole my talus, sold it to Mati, right? Then Reuven the Goslin died. I'm never going to get the talus back because the Yoresh has no duty to pay me back. Why? Because it's Metaltalin. Now another party is coming out of left field. No, it's my talus. I will testify that it's Mati's talus. I can't get it back anyway. And Mati paid for it. The Goslin died. So back to the Reisha. What was the Reisha's case? Reuven stole land from Shimon, sold it to Levi. Then Yehuda came and said, it's mine. I can't testify. No, it's really Levi's. Why? Because I want to get it back. I'm going to give it to her.
Hey, if anyone
So asks the Gemara, why do you have to make a case of selling it to Levi? How about Reuven stole a field from Shimon, and he died. Levi yarshened it. Right? Then Yehuda come and said, no, it's mine. I can't testify to Levi's sons. Levi is the son. Hoping I'll get it back.
What?
What?
That was stolen from you? What
that Levi's the owner.
How?
What? Or like the Gemara said, Yehuda has no claim to this land. He has no shaykhus to this land. How exactly do you say those words? I don't know. Yehuda has no shaykhus to this land. I'll get it back from... I know. I'll get it back from the Yorish. That's what you want to do. Right? Just like Levi was a purchaser. And we said you can't do that. Why do you have to make it so complicated? Just make Levi the Yorish. I can't get it back from him either. That's the Gemara's question. Why can't I get it back from him? I can't testify because I'm in a Gebedover. So the Gemara says, V'lukla be Yorish. So why can't it be a Yorish? Well, what is the status of a Yorish? That's a machlokas. Ha nichalamanda amar Yorish. Rishus Yorish lav kirishus lokeach dami. A Yorish is not like a purchaser. So then, Shapir. Right? That's why the Gemara had to give a case of a purchaser, because a Yorish is not a purchaser. Ella Lamanda Amar Yorish, Rishus Yorish, Kirishus Lokeach Dummy, Michael Amemar. Right? Why'd the Brite have to give a case of a theft? It could have just said the guy died. Same thing. Od Kasha Le Labaya. Oh, Labaya, another Kasha. What did we mean when we said, if I sell a field to somebody, I can't testify about it? Why not? We said, because Achrayas. That's not the reason. The reason is because I hope to get it back. That's the reason. What Achrayas? There's such a thing with Achrayas. What kind of Achrayas? The answer is I hope to get it back. So, Od Kasha Leila Baya. What's a Baya as Kasha? Rosh Hashanah gave a whole crazy case. Reuven sold from Shimon. Sold it to Levi. Then Yehuda came and said it's his. What do we say? Shimon, the victim, can't testify. Why not? Achrayas? What Achrayas? The answer is he can't testify because he wants to get it back. So Rav Sheshet, you make no sense. Therefore, Rav Sheshet is out. So Od Kasha Lilabaya, the Desha Achriyasa will love, the Ein Achriyasa will love. That's not the reason. The reason is, B'nei Shechozeres love, Ein Achozeres love me boyle. The question is, do I get it back or not? By land, I can get it back. By a metalton, I can't get it back. That's the reason. Nothing to do with Achriyas. Therefore, Rav Sheshet is rejected.
So the whole
thing is wrong.
So the whole Yerusha premise is thrown out?
Everything is thrown out.
I would think Yerusha is stronger.
It's all thrown out. So what's the reason that by land I can't testify that I sold the land? And by Metalton I can? No answer. Ella midiravin bar Shmuel. To Amar Ravin bar Shmuel, Mishmei de Shmuel, Hamocher sadol chaveiro shelo b'achrayas. If somebody sells land without achrayas, ain't made low love. I can't testify about it. Because I am happy. Well, here's a story. I sold land to Mati. Now someone else comes and says, my land. So I want Mati to have that land. Why? Because I owe him money. So when he comes to me and says, where's the money? I'm going to say, well, go get it from Mati's land. But the land that's sold to Mati. Mati's going to come back to me and say, what are you doing? I sold it to you without achrayas. Very foolish to buy land without achrayas. That makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. By metalklin, I couldn't care less because I'm never going to get it back. It's not a security for anything. So now I sold my talis to Mati and someone else says, no, it's my talis? Of course it's my talis. How dare that guy? Of course I sold it to Mati. Let me go right away and go give Eidos. I have no skin in that game. I don't care. So I'll do the right thing. I'll testify on behalf of Mati, my friend. That's the difference. When it comes to land, I want that land around. I want him to have it because then when he comes asking for the money, I'll point it right in that direction. Mati will come back to me. I sold it without a chayes. You shouldn't have done that. That's what the Gemara is going to say now. Fidafka bayis osada. Only a bayis osada this works. Aval para fatalis, but a para and a talis lomi baya bestama delomish tabinale. Stam, there's no security for it. My time or why not? There's metaltalin in it. It's metaltalin. Or metaltalin lebal chov lo mishtabdin. It's not security for a loan, for a bal chov, for a debtor. It's not security. The Rashbam says on the second line, why not? Delav eat luhu kala. There's no call on a sale of a talus. No one knows about that. It's not a famous, it's not a popular, it's not expensive. People, someone buys a house, everyone, you know who bought that house? Everybody knows about that. What goes on in small things, nobody knows. Nobody cares. Therefore, v'lo yitharu lekuchos, the kuchos are not careful. The imishtabinan, if they would have to be, if imagine what a world would be where every time someone buys an item, they have to be worried that some debtor is going to come out of left field. No one will ever buy anything. Right? I walk into a store and I buy something. Oh, the guy didn't pay his bill. Give me back the groceries. It's a crazy world. So there's no security. There's no such thing like that. By land, there is.
Well, yeah, pawn shops people do that.
What?
Pawn shops people do that.
Yeah.
Where they give it.
I understand. That's a separate thing. It's a special thing.
Correct. Well, today, but that's the same concept.
There's no coal. Mother says, you know, I like your talus, Menachem. I'll buy it off you. Fine, I'll sell it to you. But now he has to be nervous that someone's going to come and say to me, Menachem, you owe me money. All right, listen, I don't have. Go take the talus back. No such thing like that.
But with land, we say yes.
With land, we say yes. Why? There's a coal. And I'm also going to say, you don't buy land if you know that I'm a deadbeat. Right? We're going to say that in a few minutes.
But the sale would still be a good sale, even if you owe somebody else money.
It's a good sale, but you're going to lose it. It's a good sale. It's a valid sale. It. Not only that, more than that, the afal gaf de kasav le miglime dal kispe, even if I tell you I'm going to sell it, I'm going to secure with the shirt off my back. We'll be a security. Hani mili de istayo ba'anayu. It's only if the shirt's right there on the spot. Aval listnao ba'anayu lo. But if it's not here, the shirt, there's a shirt in my closet, a nice shirt, that'll be security. It doesn't work. Not only that, elafilu asa potiki. Even if I tell Mati, listen, I'm selling you my talus, and if anybody comes and takes it away, this item right here, apotiki, this item, you point to the item, will be the security. That also doesn't work. Nami lo, that doesn't work either. My time, why not? Kidderava, Dama Rava, you can't make an apotiki out of metaltalin. You can't do that. Avid asa avdo apotiki. If you made an evid an apotiki, because an evid's like karka, umachro balchov umachro, and it was sold balchov govahimenu. A balchov can collect that evid. Shoro v'chamor apotiki. I said that donkey the apotiki. It doesn't work. Machro, and then I sell the donkey. Ain balchov govahimenu. The balchov cannot be collected from that donkey. My time, why not? Hi, it's Leikala, for hi, less Leikala. That has a call, and that doesn't have a call. Karka has a call, and Betalton don't. Therefore, that's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha said, if I sell land, I can't testify about it. Right? That I sold it to Mati. So I want Mati to have it. Not that I'm going to get it back. That was the Reisha said that. No. Rashid had a crazy case of Goslin. No, I sold Mati land. Now someone comes along and says, no, it's my land. I want Mati to own that land. So that when I owe money to people and they come to collect it, I'll point them that direction. If I lose the land, right? If Yehuda ends up being the real owner of the land, then I have no recourse. So I'm going to get a duffer and I can't do that. But I'm a Talatlin. Of course I could do that because there's no security on Talatlin. So I have no... I'm not going to gain one iota. So what am I going to do? I'll tell the MS. That's the story. Good? So just one more quirk. V'lechush. How about this? Dilma, iknile metaltali agav mikarkoi. Maybe you'll acquire metaltalin agav karka. I'll buy land and with the tractor on the land. And the tractor is metaltalin. Right? Tamar Rabba, Rabba said, "Iikne le metaltali agav mikarkoi koni," right? It works. No. "Iikne le metaltali agav mikarkoi koni," mikarkoi koni metaltali. From land, you can buy metaltalin. From Rav Chista, who the kasavla, and even the metaltalin now in this rare case can work. Why can it work? Because the metaltalin was bought agav de karka. So let's assume it's a coal. Not an asmachta. Asmachta doesn't mean over here like gambling. What it means is it was a real debt, not just I'll sell you my house and I'll sell you my tractor. One of those exaggerated things. Not that. That wasn't that. Also, udalo kitufsa dishtari. And it wasn't, so I'm not sure what this means. It means like a what?
Draft.
A draft. What does that mean? What does that mean? It wasn't a, we weren't in shtar school learning how to write shtaros. That's not what it was. So that's obviously not what it was. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Unprofessional. It's like one of those forms that you download from the internet.
So, is that what it means? It's like one of those standard forms? So yeah, why? So what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Why should that be a problem? Why is that no? I don't know. I just don't understand this. So 1 second. So okay, whatever that means, whatever it means, doesn't make a difference. The point is that I found you a case where metalltalin could be a security. So why would I sell him the cow? Am I allowed to testify about it? It could be. Maybe I sold it together with land. At one of these funny cases. So the Gemara says, "Hachamai etzkin, kum shalaka chumachala alter." I bought it and sold it right away. So therefore, what? I bought it and sold it right away. There is no other. There's no mortgage on it. There's no issue on it. It was bought and sold right away. Velechosh dilma da'aknihu. Maybe I promised Mati that I would make this. I think that's what this means. That I would make a security before I sell him even the other item. I pre-secure what I'm going to sell him. He's nervous. He knows I'm a deadbeat. So before he even buys it, I tell him. I'm gonna make that. That's gonna be the like an apotheke. In case someone comes and takes it away from you.
I guess that's like when you sell a house with appliances.
Yeah, something like that. So shmamina, what do you see from here? Shmamina, the ikni, that works, right? So how do you read this? Shmamina, the ikni, right? Kana umachar. Digni kanu machar, kanu vahorish lo mishtabed. Right, what does that mean?
Question.
What?
Question.
So, if I can do that, if I can pre-secure something, if that works, digni kanu umachar, so kanu vahorish lo mishtabed. Why would that not work? Why would that not work for a yorish? What exactly does this mean? Right? Shmamina, we see from here, the ikni, that you can secure items, you could secure items you will buy in the future, right? Kana umachar, kana vahorish, lo mishtabed. So then it should not be a shibud. I'm not sure exactly what this means.
No, so the fact that he doesn't say this means that you obviously see that it doesn't work.
Oh, so since he didn't say that, it doesn't work.
Right, so you see lo mishtabdi.
So back to our question, why there was a case of metalotlin which could be a shibud. Lo tzricha, the arm b'kami eidim yadan and b'hai, the lav havile arma olam. The guy doesn't have land. The only way that the metalotlin could work is through land. The guy doesn't have any land. So this is not an issue.
Question, we can start in first.
Exactly. So we said the reason why you can testify about metalotlin and not about land is because metalotlin is no security. Land there is. What about a funny case where metalotlin could also be security on land? The guy didn't have land, that's not an issue. The Amar of Papa, Afal Gav, the Amar Rabbanan, even though the Rabbanan said, Hamochas Adullah Averish Lo Bachrayas, if someone sells a field without Achrayas, Uba Bachov, and the Balchov comes, Vitarfa, and seizes it, Eina Chozer Olav. Right, what does Eina Chozer Olav mean? Right? The buyer can't come back to me and say, hey, I bought a house from you for $1 million, and you only came and took the house away, because you owed him $1 million. So give me back $1 million. Right? He can't do that. Why? Because I sold it without a chayes. Buyer beware. Nim says, She'ena shalo, chozer alav. What do you see from here? Right? But what if it was never mine? What if it was never mine to sell to begin with? Then, maybe chozer alav, then he can come back. Right? Hachamayaskinon, b'makir ba, I'm sorry. Amar Papa. Afak after Amar Banam Bachas Elach Haver Shalav Bachrayis Ubal Bachol V'Tarfa Ena Chozer Love Nimtes She'ena Shalav Chozer Love. But if you establish that it was never his, then it is Chozer Love. Hachamai Skinon B'Makir Ba Shu Bas Chamoro. You know it's his donkey. You know it's his donkey, right? Therefore what? Therefore you can't come back and say...
Because he realized it's really his.
It's really his. And therefore...
I'm not worried that he's going
to... Exactly.
They say that wasn't the answer.
What?
Then he has
a bomb. What did he say?
They said it wasn't the case.
So that has to be the case. Otherwise, the question is a good question.
It doesn't work.
Right. In this particular case. Exactly.
I can't come back to you and sue you if you sold me land that...
Rizvid Amar, I feel an imtid love. Even if it's not yours, you can't come back. To Amalei, l'achiz yimin, l'achshol b'achrayis. That's why I sold to you without achrayis. Because I ripped you off, and you should have checked it out.
This has happened next door to my house in Israel. So I bought the house, and they were doing construction, and stopped mid-construction, and my next door neighbor told me that the guy in the lead on the house didn't tell him.
Amazing.
So I can't
not if I sell it without achrayis. You want to buy it? You better check it out. Don't just take my word. Gone. That's why I told you without achrayis. Right. Well, there's title. The American law is title.
The whole point of the title search is seeing the tax lien.
Correct.
But if you don't do it.
If you don't do it, so you're negligent for not doing it.
Exactly.
Okay. So we'll stop here,
if you buy a car,
and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
Absolutely.